Thoughts on the Psalms. Psalm 106, verses 40 to 43. Israel's ruin. Now remember, we've looked in the previous discourse, I looked at Israel's history of sin, not just one or two isolated sins, but a course of downward declension from God. And now we come to the reaping. What we sow, my friends, we reap. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And Israel sowed. They sowed the wind, and they had to reap the whirlwind. Let me read the verses to you. Verse 40. Therefore, now there's the word, therefore, as a consequence of Israel's sin, as a consequence of their breaking the covenant, as a consequence of their going away from God and their entering into idolatry, whatever. Therefore the Lord was angry with his people, not the pagans. God is angry with the pagans. But the point is here is God is angry with Israel and abhorred, what a strong word, abhorred his inheritance. And he showed it. He handed them over to the nations. They wanted the nations. They wanted paganism. They wanted their gods. Well, go to them, says God. And he handed them over to the nations of their will and their power. And their foes ruled over them. Read the history of Israel. Philistines, this and that and the other, they're all, the Assyrians, the Babylonians, they're all, the Egyptians, they're all after them. Their enemies oppressed them and subjected them to their power. The ways of Zion do mourn. How many times the Book of Lamentations, for example, how many times Israel comes into utter sorrow and grief and captivity. Many times he delivered them. Yes, he brought them back. He rescued them. But they were bent on rebellion. They were committed to it. They had that twist or warp to go away from God. And they wasted away in their sin. Israel's ruin. Therefore, consequences. I wonder today, my friend, if believers are thinking about consequences. What we do today, what we sow today, we reap tomorrow. The next generation will reap from us. And God brought this upon them. It's he brought upon, not the pagans. He delivered them over. He handed them over. He abhorred his inheritance. Yes, they had enemies. They had foes. But it was God. Because Israel was bent, what a terrible word, on rebellion. Many deliverances. But continual rebellion. Ruin, waste, defeat, grief. 1 Corinthians 10. These things are written for our profit, for our gain. They speak to us in the days of the new covenant. 1 Corinthians 10. What do they say to us? As I said in the previous discourse, we live in such jolly times in the evangelical world. Are we coming, my friend? Is there any risk that we're going to enter into the spiritual equivalent of Psalm 106, 40 to 43? These things are written for our profit. Will we profit by them? Will we wake up before it is too late? Or shall we find that all the sowing we've done will lead to a terrible reaping? I believe we are sowing the wind. And I believe, I'm no prophet, but I'm convinced that it's inevitable that unless we change, we shall reap the whirlwind. Unbeliever, if you will not repent, you too will find that God who stands willing to save, God who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, is a God also terrible in wrath and judgment. God is not mocked, I tell you.